الحمد لله الذي لا يحمد على مكروه سواه الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي من على الناس أن بعث فيهم رسولا يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا عز وجل في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده إنه وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إنما الشيطان لكم إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير صدق الله العظيم Surely all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer and controller of the universe. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah, with whose blessings all good things are accomplished. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah, besides whom not other is praised for things that are disliked. Praise be to Allah for having guided us to Islam. And had it not been for His guidance and blessings, we would not have been guided. Praise indeed belong to Allah for having raised up among mankind a messenger who recites or who recited to them the revelation that was sent to them and taught them wisdom and purified them in order to remove them from darkness into light. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the disbelievers hid that. My dear brothers and sisters, it has only been 5 days now that Ramadan is over, and yet the impulses to let go, to unwind, to turn on the television, to go back to the old habits and the old ways before Ramadan are strong. But if we have benefited and learned anything from Ramadan, then inshallah we would all be able to resist these impulses. And we would be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. In fact, brothers and sisters, at the time when we have the urge to do something that we know we really shouldn't do, remember Allah, say dhikr, and it will make it easy for you to control that impulse. Say la ilaha illallah, say subhanallah, say subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Say anything that will remind you of Allah the Exalted, and it will be easy for you to control the impulse. Because these days, brothers and sisters, there are many impulses that we have, many trends that we learn from our environment and our society. And it's one of these trends that I would like to address today, in as much as hopefully the message is for all of us, myself included, but I hope that it is our young brothers, the youth, who will value our discourse today more than anyone else. brothers and sisters, we're always affected by the environment in which we live. No matter how much we think we have built forts around ourselves and barriers between us and the environment and the society, we are influenced by the society and the environment in which we live. And this is true. If it is true for anyone, it is for our youth and our children who are either born and or raised here. Because the adults might have come here from another country. So they have something else to compare with, to contrast with. But our children and our young people don't have that. They have no other life per se, no other society, no other way of doing things to compare the trends that they learn and the trends that seem normal in the world and in the society in which they're growing up. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we live in a country and in a part of the world, in as much as these are classified as non-Muslim countries, nevertheless, we enjoy a tremendous amount of freedom of religion and freedom to practice our religion, and safety and security and other things. But at the same time, there are certain dangers that certain concepts or mindset pose to us as Muslims that we need to be aware of. Or else very gradually we move away from Islam and would not even realize that. And this has to do, brothers and sisters, with the mindset we have as Muslims. It has to do with our aqidah, our belief. Or to put it in today's language, perspectives. Life is everything all about perspectives. And the perspective really is your aqidah, your belief. It is our belief, our perspectives, brothers and sisters, that guide our every moment of our lives. It is the perspectives that guide our actions. It influences our behaviors. It guides us to the things we do and the things we don't do. It is what helps us to avoid certain things and to engage in others. It is the perspective we have. And this is a testament, brothers and sisters, to the power, the infinite power of the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created in human beings this level of intelligence that enables them to understand perspectives, to be reasoned with. As a result, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spent a tremendous amount of time and verses in the Quran speaking to the intelligence of the human being, reasoning with the intelligence of the human being, providing the true perspectives. The true perspectives. Because we can build for ourselves, brothers and sisters, false perspectives, illusions and delusions that will not change reality, mind you. They will not affect reality. So we can live in a dream world. And sadly, many of us do, and many of our young people do. They live in dream worlds. But we will all find out one day, brothers and sisters. All of us will find out one day what reality, what haqiqah really is. It may be too late then though. So we pray that Allah will guide us to acknowledge and to understand and to come to grips with these realities before it is too late. Brothers and sisters, often people watch television and they watch all kinds of shows. And they say there is no harm in these shows. I'm just a show, you know, once I turn off the TV, it's finished there. However, we can see trends in our own youth, in our own young people, and in ourselves. Trends that make me realize that these are not just harmless shows. Because what we see in reality, in practice, in ourselves and in our young people in particular, is that these ideas and these trends in the shows are being acted out in real life. So when we find our children falling in love with non-Muslim folks, thinking they can get the person to convert, we know that it's no longer a harmless show that they're watching, or harmless shows that they're watching. When we see our young people, brothers and sisters, kick up a storm, as we say, over the fancy decorations of an event, then we realize that these are not harmless shows. When we see our sisters and our brothers, our young sisters and brothers, when they get married, the wedding dress becomes the most obsessive thing on their minds, and the perfect execution of their programs, we realize these are not harmless shows. And the list goes on. There are numerous things, brothers and sisters. It is time we realize that many things affect our perspectives, in that many things we look at, they're not just harmless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and here is perspective, brothers and sisters, here is reality. Allah says, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. For whomever Allah opens up blessings, there is no one who can withhold it. None who can withhold it. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And whatever He withholds, there is none other than Him, or besides Him, who can give it. This is reality. This is perspective. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, O mankind, remember the favors of Allah on you. Hal min khaliqin ghayru Allahi yarzuqukum min as-sama'i wal ard? Is there any God besides Allah who sustains you from the heavens and the earth? This is reality. This is perspective. Is there any other God who provides sustenance from you from the heavens and from the earth other than Allah? La ilaha illa hu. There is no God but Him. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. How then can you be misled and deluded? How can you not see this? Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. O mankind. And these are all ayats in Surah Fatir at the very beginning. O mankind, indeed the promise of Allah is the truth. That is the reality, brothers and sisters. That is the perspective. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. So let not the life of this world deceive you. But brothers and sisters, we refuse except to allow this life of this world to deceive us. Allah tells us and cautions us and warns us, do not let the life of this world and the enticements of this world and the material things of this world, the pleasures, don't let them deceive you. But subhanallah, many of us refuse but to allow these things to entice us. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not allow the chief deceiver, shaitan, to deceive you, to conjure up for you false realities. Well, it's not even reality. False promises, dream worlds, illusions and delusions. Allah tells us in the next verse, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. This is reality. Surely shaitan is an enemy to you. So treat him as an enemy, not as a friend. But we refuse, brothers and sisters, except to sometimes open up our homes for shaitan and his tricks and his avenues. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. This is reality. Surely he only invites his party and his followers to become companions of the fire. That's the reality. But he wouldn't tell us that. When he seduces us and entices us, it is with the promise of pleasure and enjoyment and happiness. But Allah says the reality behind all of this is He invites His followers to become companions of the fire. So it is time we recognize, brothers and sisters, the negative impact that certain ideas and concepts are having on us, and in particular our youth and young people, and that we take steps to correct this. It is problematic, brothers and sisters, when a young person grows up in this society, is blessed by Allah to achieve, mashallah. It is with Allah's blessings we achieve everything. But it is problematic when that person begins to believe that certain prescriptions in Islam are only or were only applicable to the days of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is problematic. Oh, those things are for those days, not applicable today. This is indicative of a very serious trend, because now it's the mindset of the individual that's affected, the perspectives, and how whatever perspectives we have, that's the kind of life we will live, brothers and sisters. But the question is, of course, what to do? I mean, we can always highlight problems. The bigger issue is, what is the solution? What can we do to change this? Well, first of all, there is no miracle formula to bring about change overnight. There's no magic we can perform. However, there are certain steps we can take. The first is all of us, brothers and sisters, young ones and old ones, children and parents, the youth as well as the not so young people, all of us, when we pray, we ought to make dua to Allah and ask Him to guide us. In our salah, 5 times a day we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. In this surah, Allah teaches us to say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Ask Allah for guidance. Brothers and sisters, pray and ask Allah to keep your heart and our hearts firm on the truth. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and if you read the books of hadith under the chapter that deals with dua, Kitabu Da'awat, in Sahih al-Bukhari or Sahih Muslim or Kutub al-Sunan, these scholars have compiled a hadith on the different du'as that the Prophet alayhi salam used to make in his lifetime. Among these du'as, the Messenger of Allah used to pray, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qalbi ala deeni. The Messenger of Allah used to pray, brothers and sisters, Allahumma, O Allah, ya muqallib al-qulub, O changer of hearts, or turner of hearts, thabbit qalbi ala deenik, keep my heart firm on your religion. He used to pray for that. He did not just assume that he has the ability to stay on the truth, because shaitan is very smart, brothers and sisters. And if we think we're smart, we can't compare with shaitan. See, that's why Allah sent revelation, and that's why Allah sent prophets and messengers. Without this, we cannot defeat shaitan. And anyone who thinks on his or her own he can defeat shaitan, then that person has already been won over by shaitan. That's why we pray and we make dua. Because Allah has power over all things. He is the controller of the universe, as well as its creator and sustainer. So the first thing we should all do is make dua. How many of us do this, brothers and sisters? We ask Allah for ourselves guidance every day. When we're in hardships, our hands are outstretched. Oh Allah, give me relief. Oh Allah, ease this burden. But do we ask Allah for guidance? Do we ask Allah for guidance? So this is one of the first things we can all start doing. Every single day. I'm not proposing we do this once a week or once a month. I am proposing we do this every single day. And we pray 5 times a day. So choose one prayer. Whether it is after Fajr, or at Isha time, or at Maghrib, raise your hands and make that dua. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O Allah, you are the turner of hearts, the controller of hearts. Keep my heart firm on your deen, on your religion. Then the Prophet used to pray alayhi salam, Allahumma musarrif al-qulubi wal-afsar. صرف قلبي على طاعتك. سبحان الله. Imagine that, brothers and sisters, that none other than the Prophet alayhi salam himself used to make these du'as. Oh Allah, you are the turner of hearts and sides. This is the control that Allah has over us. صرف قلبي على طاعتك. So turn my heart in the direction of obedience to you, not in the direction of ma'asiyah, of disobedience to you, O Allah. And the sad reality is, although many of us pray and fast and so on in Ramadan, our hearts are still somewhat inclined to some disobedience. And that's why when Ramadan is over, it is almost as if a switch is switched on or off. For many, Ramadan was just an obstacle in the way. It was just an obstacle in our enjoyment, in our pursuit of enjoyment and pleasures, brothers and sisters. So let us pray and ask Allah for guidance for ourselves. Imagine the Prophet alayhi salam used to make these du'as. Are we doing this? Are we asking Allah ourselves for guidance? That He would keep us firm on this guidance so that we don't deviate. That's one thing. Number two, brothers and sisters, we all need to educate ourselves. We need to enlighten ourselves. We need to learn about the message of the Quran, in particular, these realities that Allah has talked about and perspectives in the Quran. You see, the problem is, we read the Quran in Arabic for thawab, and that's very good. But not many of us read the Quran from the perspective as a source of guidance, that it contains a message that will and can improve our lives and set us in the right direction. So we end up making a lot of decisions in our lives every day based on what we feel is good for us and best for us. While Allah the Exalted sent the Prophet alayhi salam as a messenger to all of mankind to teach them the revelation and its message and wisdom, good use of their intelligence, to question things in order to be able to see when one is going astray, when one is beginning to deviate. Allah wants to take us out of darkness into light, so He sent the Prophet alayhi salam. So we need to educate ourselves. Brothers and sisters, the only way anyone can live a virtuous life is if they educate themselves. For us as Muslims, educating ourselves about God Almighty and about the message that Allah revealed in the Quran. Without that, we cannot lead a virtuous life. It doesn't matter how kind a person is. If you don't pray, you have a problem. Doesn't matter how much you pray. If you're not kind and generous, you have a problem. So the only path to a virtuous life is education. Not just academic education, because in academic education we have excelled. Maybe we have excelled too much, that's the problem. But we have neglected religious instruction. So a person is a great engineer, a great artist, this designer and that designer, but they do not know their Lord. They do not know what Allah has ordered. And so what the Western world and the non-Muslim world has to offer, they ask, what's wrong with this? These are modern times. What's wrong with this? There is a lot, brothers and sisters, that is good about, mashallah, the Western world, as we say. But there are certainly many things also for us as Muslims are unacceptable and inappropriate, and we need to be able to recognize the difference. But only knowledge of the Quran and its message will help us to do that. So we need to learn. We need to educate ourselves. All of us, those who are in school and those who have gone to school during the winter months, You will trek through the snow to get to Centennial College or Seneca or wherever it is. You must go to your class. Yet when it comes to enrolling in a class at the IIT or any other masjid, we have the world of excuses. We have no time. How will we ever become virtuous, brothers and sisters, if we don't even know the message that Allah has revealed? You can't become virtuous without knowing that message in the Quran. We need to learn. In the process of learning, we also need, brothers and sisters, to be able to express how we see things and hope that our teacher or our parents or the sheikh or the imam would be able to provide the Islamic perspectives. So when I talk about teaching and about learning, it is not just somebody telling us this is how we do it and that's it. But it is a system that allows us to also express how we see things, so that we can debate it, we can trash it out, as we say, and eventually, hopefully, arrive at the same conclusion, at the correct conclusion. But only education can do this, whether it is in a classroom setting or even our own personal and private reading. How many of us read books on Islam? How many of us have read the translation of the Quran if we don't know Arabic language? How many of us has read the translation of the Quran, the entire Quran? Many of us recite one juz a day in Arabic. Even if you don't read one, you know, the equivalent of one juz of translation a day in Ramadan, you have the whole year, brothers and sisters. Set yourself some goals. Maybe a page a day. A page a day. Maybe 2 pages a day. But read the Quran, a translation at least, so we can understand this message. And these are the two most important things we need to do, brothers and sisters. Number one, praying to Allah for His guidance and His protection from deviation. And number two, it's seeking to educate ourselves about the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And the third thing, after these two, is for you and I to sit down and evaluate ourselves with honesty and truthfulness. What direction do we really want to go in? Because often we say one thing, but we do something else. Now, we can deceive each other. I can deceive you and you can deceive me. But none can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, parents and children and youth, wake up. Open your eyes. Wake up. And begin to see the temptations and the avenues of shaitan that he uses to lead us astray. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Indeed, you will follow the examples of the peoples before you. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا. Step by step, complete imitation. حَتَّى وَإِنْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ دَبٍّ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ وَرَاءَهُمْ. So much so that even if they were to enter into the hole of a lizard, you will enter it behind them. And sadly, this prophetic prophecy has been fulfilled in many people, where imitation of the non-Muslims and their ways of doing things, and we try to Islamize that by saying what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that. Brothers and sisters, this is the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ الْمَسْدُوقُ. He's the truthful one. And he told us that many Muslims will follow and imitate the non-Muslims with at such a high level of imitation that even if they enter into that hole, we will go behind them. We will not say, hold it. Why are you guys going into a hole? And we, many of us, are guilty of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open up our hearts and our minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed. A message in order to remove us from darkness into light. A message that will provide us with true salvation. There are many claims of salvations in the world today. But only the promise of Allah is the truth. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. Surely the promise of Allah, that is the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these temptations and deviations and waswasati shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children and our young people from the temptations and the whisperings of shaitan. May Allah open their hearts and our hearts so that we can understand this message is revealed. May Allah the Exalted endear Islam and true faith in our heart to our hearts and beautify it in our hearts. And may He cause disbelief and shirk and disobedience to become detestable and hateful things in our sight. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-dhikri wal ayati al-hakim innahu ta'ala karimun malikum barrun ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma akfir wa afini wa afwa. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي مصر وفي ليبيا وفي العراق وفي سوريا وفي الصومال وفي أفغانستان وفي كشمير وباكستان وسائر بلاد العالم. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك وأنت على نصرهم لقدير. اللهم أصلح لنا أولادنا. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم من الراشدين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب دعوات. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.